Once we have concluded that negotiation is the right strategy to use, we can then start to consider a behavioural approach to negotiating to produce good results and nurture relationships as well. To introduce this idea, I'd like to use the analogy of colours. And in this instance, the colours are red, blue, and purple. If we are going to negotiate with a red style, this means that we will be displaying certain qualities and certain behaviours and characteristics that probably lean more towards the telling and selling, the push styles. If we are operating from a blue perspective, then we are more likely to be displaying the behaviours and the qualities that are more across to the right-hand side of the influencing spectrum, which would appear to be more like joint problem solving or facilitation. Purple behaviours, however, are those ones that typically sit between the two, because when we blend the colours of red and blue together, we get various shades of purple. Purple being the most effective colour for negotiation. We'll look in a moment at some of those characteristics and qualities in a little bit more detail. Regardless of which one we choose, red, blue, or purple, there are four phases that we will go through in any negotiation process. Those four phases are those of prepare, debate, propose, and bargain. In the prepare phase, we are thinking about what we want. In the debate phase, we are finding out what they want. In the propose phase, we are both focusing on what wants could we trade between each other. And in the bargain phase, we are finalising the process by considering what wants we will trade, which ones we are prepared to exchange in order to move to a mutually acceptable outcome. How we approach each of these phases of prepare, debate, propose, and bargain will vary greatly depending upon whether we are coming from a blue, purple, or red stance. So let's understand a little bit more about these red or blue stances. Typically, if we are going to negotiate with someone coming from a red stance, here are some examples of typical attitudes or thoughts or beliefs and values that we might hold. The red negotiator is competitive and will typically see the other party as an opponent. Therefore, the red negotiator can be quite aggressively competitive. They may want to dominate their opponent, believing that their objective is to win. A basic red assumption is, in a successful negotiation, both parties gain, but one gains more than the other. The red negotiator will be very concerned with results. They will believe that all deals are one-offs. The red negotiator will often try to take something for nothing or for less than they give so that they feel that they've got a good deal. The red negotiator may even use ploys and tricks. They may bluff or coerce, and in extreme cases, may even try to exploit the more submissive blue negotiator. And now for the blue negotiator characteristics and qualities. The blue negotiator views the other party as a partner. Their stance is more likely to be cooperative, even with an aggressive partner. The blue negotiator will probably show respect to all partners. They will seek to succeed, and they may hold the belief that all deals lead to others. They will want to be open and play it straight. So let's think for a moment about the red and the blue approach. What could be the benefits of taking a red approach? And what could be the drawbacks or the risks associated with a red approach? What do you think the benefits are of the blue approach? And by comparison, the drawbacks and the risks of that blue approach. In considering and weighing up these benefits and drawbacks or risks, when do you think each of those stances would be appropriate or not appropriate? So let's move on to think about the purple behaviour, the purple negotiator. The red-blue game leaves very little room for ambiguity. However, the absence of this ambiguity can be a rather restrictive benefit in a negotiation-type conversation. Negotiating is not an instinctive, fully formed and operational concept by the time of your first negotiation. You learn to negotiate like you learn to speak your native language, through repetitive trial and error and in reaction to the success or otherwise at your attempts at communicating with other people. You do not learn to negotiate on your own any more than you learn to speak on your own. Negotiating is a social activity and you learn in contact with others. So what is purple behaviour? Put at its simplest, purple behaviour insists on linking what we want, i.e. our red side, with what somebody else wants, our blue side, to produce a purple offer to exchange the one with the other. In essence, it says, you will get something from me and I will get something from you.